Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, happy Monday to you. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here. I got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, they're reawakening America and pushing back against medical tyranny. At the same time, the two, I think, are somewhat intertwined. Clay Clark will be with us, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Justin Danhoff is with us. Visa subscribers and shareholders are expressing a great deal of concern over Visa's support of the Genocide Games. We'll talk with you about that. DirecTV and the OANN debacle. We'll push back against that. And Costco is opposing the Free Enterprise Project's call for a more transparent look at corporate charitable giving, especially since these corporations keep giving money to those that are not bringing our community together. So we'll talk about that with Justin Danhoff. Bottom of the hour, Nubia Devine is with us. Nubia is running for state rep here in the state of Texas. And just today, we've got a brand new article. Chip Roy has come out talking about cartels have operational control of the U.S. border and are terrorizing the U.S. And that couldn't be any more true than it is right here in Texas. Nubia Devine is running as House Representative, State House Representative here, and that is one of the big things that she's running on. Secure the Texas border by passing legislation to seize abandoned building materials left at the border, and securing any additional funding from the Texas Rainy Day Fund to complete the border wall, her top priority. We'll talk with Nubia about that coming up. But joining me now, as he does each and every Monday, as we begin our week together, I'm very excited to welcome to the program my dear friend, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. That's quite a show. It's people need to stay through the whole time. Clay Clark is just great guy. I've done a lot of work with him in the past. He's a phenomenal guy. Great. I know the listeners will love him.
Yes, sir. I believe so. I'm really excited about our program lineup today, and a great way to get the week kicked off. But a great way to get the week kicked off is with you. And I know you're going to ask me, so I'll just let you know we're been visiting with our pastor and friends in India. We are planning a pastor's meeting on the 12th of February. We got the money raised for 50 pastors. We'd like to be able to invite more. As a matter of fact, we've got a lot more that would like to come. But right now, we're just able to invite 50. It's $15 is what we need per pastor. And so if you can chip in at all, go to paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, and you can make a contribution there. And our pastors there, you know, they need help. And they take the funds that we give them, and not only do they provide for their own families out of that, but they also help members in their church and in their community as needs arise. And for $15, we can give them enough money to help them with that process. So we would greatly appreciate your assistance. How's that?
That was good. That's good. It's a, you know, the fact is, you know, one of the things I really love about the India ministry that you do is, you know, there are miracles that are happening all the time, and they become apparent in the India ministry because people there are open to miracles. They're open to the great power of God. And it's a, and so you invest in something like a well, or you invest in pastor's training. And what do you get? You are going and you're making disciples because you're sending the pastors, the 70, out amongst the people. Mm-hmm. And that is how, you know, that's Acts 2, man. And so that's really great stuff. And it's something that how people will support. So that's, I think you'd be good. Good pitch. But,
thank you.
You know, this is, but truth be told, man, anytime we who are so fortunate here can support an Acts 2 movement like what's happening in India with the pastors going out and talking to their communities and bring hope to their communities, it's kind of almost a you know, if you're at all go and make disciples kind of person, it's kind of almost, you almost have to support it.
Well, something else to think about, too, you know, and I know a lot of folks that listen to my program also, in addition to their Christian values, also have concerns about, you know, where our country is going and what's happening with our nation. And there's one nation besides America that China is gravely concerned about. And they are showing it by their actions, whether it's the CCP, whether it's the Islamic terrorists. You know, there's one other country that they are attacking and going after, and that's India. Mm-hmm. And we have been hugely blessed in India to be having a significant impact within the Christian world, within the church world. We've planted over 500 churches. We've put in these bore wells, and we want to do more, and they're only $400 to put in a well right now. We've got a special relationship with the company that provides the materials, as well as the company that's doing the boring for us. But I'm going to tell you, folks, you know, we also have a very special relationship with the Christian political people there, and with the Hindu people and their political leadership in Punjab as well, which is highly unusual. But we've been very respectful, and we're showing them the difference that Christianity is making in their communities by being a blessing and giving back into those communities. And it's having an impact on their being open, because they don't feel like we're there threatening them. We're there blessing them and blessing their people. And they do love their people. And because they love their people, they see us loving their people, and it's all real, and it's all Indian people, local Indian, indigenous people, and we're supporting that work. And it's having a huge impact, folks.
Yeah, it's you mentioned China, and it's the reason that that India is really their great geopolitical threat in terms of the Eastern Pacific, or is that Western Pacific, mm-hmm, rim, is because India has about the same number of people as China does. The difference is China in the next 50 years is going to be based on demographics, based on the one-child policy, and based on the fact that one-child policy resulted in a whole generation of men yep. with very few women. You know, they're going to be down around to 250 to 300 million people in two, three generations. And it's just, that's what the demographics show. The Chinese know that. And so their one competitive advantage has been the fact that they have a lot of people, and hence they're able to, that's the market.
Yeah.
And they look at India and they say, India's going to surpass us. India is their future, is the country that surpasses China should China succeed in surpassing the United States. They see that, and so they're trying to degrade in India as much as possible now. To put them in a master-servant relationship with India.
Because of India's technological capabilities, because of the education that's going on there, because India is, although there still is a caste system, our church and our relationship is proving that the lower caste brings value to their communities, because that's the majority of who we work with is all lower caste. All of our pastors are lower caste, yet they're bringing great value to the communities. And the Hindu leadership, they're smart people, and they're going, wait a minute, we're missing the boat here, because it's the lower caste that's changing the community for the positive, that's elevating the community out of poverty, and they're becoming prosperous, and that means that they're able to give something back to our society. And this is very significant. And they understand the sheer economics of that and how that makes sense, because they look across the way at China and how China oppresses the majority of their population, and they're all living in abject poverty, and we are showing the lower caste how to step above that poverty. And the Hindu people are saying, you know what, this is good. This is good for us. This is good for our country. This is good.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So there's a so this is not just an investment in people's souls, which, by the way, is
the most important thing. Amen.
But it also has geopolitical importance, and quite honestly, it has a importance in terms of the human condition that people are living in. And you know, right now we know people are living in places where they don't have fresh water, they don't have an ability to, take care of basic necessities. They sell their children into indentured servanthood at a very young age. They don't educate their girls because that's a waste of time, because they're going to have to basically marry them off at a very young age. And so, what do you do? Well, you know, if you elevate their standard of living, even just through a water well, you elevate their standard of living, you change their whole culture.
Well, and this is a repeat of history. This is history repeating itself, okay? Because remember that it was the Christian communities, based on their cleanliness, based on their productivity, based on the impact that they were having on another empire, that converted that entire empire from a pagan religious system to a Christian religious system, and actually saved that empire. And I'm talking about Constantinople and the Roman Empire. Rick, the reality is that it was the Christian communities who were originally being persecuted, that as the Romans began to wake up and look at what was really going on and what was happening in those communities, they realized the most productive people in our entire culture are the Christians. There's something about this that changes people's lives, that takes people who were who we thought had no value and gives them great value. And it's the truth, because Jesus Christ changes a life. When we come back, I want to talk about what's going on. The Capitol Police.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support,
died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Well, folks, very, very serious topic for us to discuss in this second segment with my friend Rick Manning. And it's related to something that has kind of gone by the wayside relative to conversation. And I'm referring to the Snowden situation. And a lot of people have maybe forgotten about Mr. Snowden and his involvement in basically taking information and taking programs and revealing what it was that the government was involved in as it relates to spying on American citizens. But ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you that what he discussed, what he brought to our attention, is very much what's taking place today. And, you know, we've talked a little bit, Rick, about what's really going on with the J6 prisoners. I had Matt Council on the program, and I'm going to bring him back on. Nancy May. Goodness gracious, now the name has just completely escaped me. My apologies. But I've had several individuals that were there on January the 6th as well. I've talked a lot about Capital Punishment, which is the film done by Nick Searcy. But the article that you guys have written, Rick, on January 27th, Capitol Police's warrantless surveillance on congressional staff and visitors must end. Please talk to us about that article and about where that information arose, and what can we do about this?
Yeah, it's really, really concerning. And here's what's happening. This article was written January 27, 2022. So it's very recent. It's not going back a year from now. But one of the offshoots of the January 6th reaction by the Capitol Police and the left has been to effectively turn them into a mini Homeland Security without any of the protections that you have against intrusion on your big personal lives. What they're doing is they are, if you want to have a meeting with your member of Congress, they're giving you a background check, just like you're getting a job. So they're going through a full background check. They're going through your social media profiles. They're doing a whole series of actions to get a dossier on anybody who meets with a member of Congress. If you want to work for a member of Congress, they do normal background checks on people who work for congressmen.
Sure.
But now they're going into even existing staffers. They're going through a whole personal history to try to make certain to root out people who have quote unquote tendencies that they don't like. If you want
to
do
the key. But I think that needs to be the emphasis is breaking down who they're really going after, because the reality is they're not going after everybody. They certainly aren't going after Eric Swalwell's prostitution ring or Nancy Pelosi's Chinese driver.
Right.
Those are the people they're not looking at, folks.
No, they're not. They're looking at you and me, and it's a this is the Democrat Socialists, the far left, the AOC wing, that is the political wing of Antifa, which is the military wing of the Socialist Party takeover. They don't get scrutinized.
No
one gets scrutinized at all. What you do have, though, is if you want to give, if somebody goes to you, goes and says, hey, can I do a fundraiser at your house? You know what? That person who says yes, I'll host a fundraiser for you, suddenly gets their entire, gets a financial, they go through all their financials, they go through all their real estate holdings, they go through, all their business deals, everything they've done, throughout their lives, any partnerships under the auspices, we want to see if there's any foreign influence, when in reality, what they're doing is it's a means of intimidating and doing its opposition research for Nancy Pelosi, so she can use it against the Republican who happens to have done the event. That's what it's
about.
That's
the key.
It's the politicization of the Capitol Police.
That's the
key. Is absolutely, completely dangerous. It's wrong. It's a violation of our ability to petition our government. But yes, it's a natural follow-on to what Edward Snowden and Julian Assange and others have shown that our federal government has been doing in terms of creating a surveillance state. They're now just applying it directly in terms of people's ability to even have a conversation with your member of Congress, especially if that member of Congress happens to be a Republican.
Well, and I think that's the important part that we need to, highlight and emphasize here is that this, especially if your member of Congress is a member of, the Freedom Caucus, then you got a problem. If your member of Congress is Ilhan Omar and she's having lunch and holding fundraising events at a member of CARES, the Council on American Islamic Relations Board of Directors, and they're hosting a fundraiser for her, if you think the Capitol Police are investigating them, I'm sad to tell you, but that's not the case. They have no interest in investigating that. They have interest in investigating those that support our Constitution, that believe in our Christian biblical values, candidates like my next guest, Nubia Devine. Those are the kinds of people that are being investigated and are having their donors investigated. I'll be back with more after this.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I am so grateful to have you. I'm really excited to welcome my next guest to the program. She is running for state representative in House District 19 here in Texas, and we're going to talk about her faith. We're going to talk about how critically important that is. And she has been a longtime advocate for religious freedom and for issues of faith that are so critically important and near and dear to my heart. But I want to begin by talking about a crisis that's happening at the Texas border. And there's an article in the Epoch Times this morning, from a news conference that was put together by our mutual friend, Representative Chip Roy, that is my congressman representing my district. Cartels have operational control of the U.S. border and are terrorizing the U.S. And Nubia, along with other Freedom Caucus members, if you will, of the Texas legislature, and I'm hoping that she becomes one of those individuals. I know that you are. This is the seat that Kyle Biederman was in. Is that right, Nubia?
Greg, good morning, Professor Greg. Thank you so much for inviting me this morning.
Absolutely. Yes. My pleasure. Yes, my pleasure.
And I am so honored to have Kyle Biederman's endorsement. I've worked with him in the legislature, also with Briscoe Kane, who was the two most conservative legislators in the House, and it's been a great honor. And of course, I want to continue with that kind of legislation. I know we have a lot of, lobbyist pressures in order to appeal to all of our Republican legislations, which is another issue that we need to talk about.
Sure.
But I would certainly intend to stand on conservative values and the principles that have made this country and our state so great.
Well, and you know, it is an issue when we talk about the border. I've had Mark Morgan, former Customs and Border Protection chief, and Tom Homan has been on the program as well. Mark Meadows and I have talked about this on the program. Look, the border is not just a Texas issue; it's a national issue. But the fact of the matter is that the border of Texas is where a large percentage of the invasion is happening, and we could stop it as a state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that has been one of the greatest disappointments we have had to deal with currently, because we know it is our duty. Just like it's our duty to protect our homes and our families. It is our duty to protect the border in Texas. And it is really outrageous. Most people by now realize that the federal government has left, abandoned the building materials on the border. And the fact that we have not accepted, seized those materials and finished that wall and used money from the rainy fund if necessary, what a more urgent need that to protect our border and protect our people in Texas. So I like so many others, it is actually my top, legislative priority, precisely because it is what, as I visit with people and as I knock on doors, it's the number one priority.
Well, I think because it's the one that most concerns people, people from our background, people of faith, we have two concerns. One, a sovereign nation is critically important to protecting not only the citizens within that nation, but giving people who are true refugees, who are really looking for a place to escape to. And you know a little bit about that because of your background, having escaped from Venezuela, where you fled communism. Talk to me a little bit about that, because you speak not from a position as somebody who's never addressed this issue, but as someone who has actually lived it.
Well, one, I have actually been on the border with Representative Biderman, so I not only have I understand it, but I have actually been there. And yes, I grew up in Venezuela, and I want to pass through today. I think most people, I was very young, so as I look back, I didn't really realize what was coming. Venezuela was a land of opportunity for people from all over the world. We have German colonies, we have Italian colonies, we have Indian colonies. I mean, really, it was very easy to migrate to Venezuela, establish businesses, work very hard, and become very successful. If you remember, I mean, our Bolivar, which is our money, used to be higher than the dollar. I mean, Venezuelans nearly own Miami because property, can buy properties and literally shop there. So, I didn't see it coming initially, but I did have the opportunity to also to live in Cuba for 6 months. So, as I'm going through a spiritual awakening, I didn't see what was coming in Venezuela, but I saw Cuba. I saw what it looked like to actually live in communism, the oppression, the poverty, the dilapidated homes, and the people completely losing freedom. Pastor, children there don't even know who Jesus Christ is, because they've been indoctrinated to believe that their government is their God. And the children are owned by the government.
Right.
So it is scary, and it scared me to death when I saw that. And then coming to America, experiencing the freedoms. And then we get this crazy man in Venezuela, Chavez, who says, I want to turn Venezuela into the second Cuba. I'm still in shock to think that it actually happened and it became a reality. And I tell you what, the communists, which now, of course, call themselves socialists because it's much more palatable, they chip away at the foundation. They started to turn people against one another, social class one against the other. They started to breed this discontent. and then repeat it and repeat it and repeat the lie until people believe. And well, it became a reality.
And one of the things that's a part of your platform is, you know, defending the parental right to be able to question what's happening to their children in schools and to stop the hate. To stop teaching our children to hate one another through this critical race theory. Talk to me about that, please.
Well, it's total insanity, but it is part of it. Think about it. We're teaching them to hate America and teaching them to hate everything is white, but we're not teaching them about communism. We're not teaching them about life and how precious and wonderfully made each other. So, you know, we have lost that perspective. America has been founded on a biblical foundation.
Yes.
On a Christian foundation, and it is about life, and it is about freedom, and it is about what are the most important things in life, and this is why America has been so successful. But if we take that out of the picture, we have when we took them out of the schools, and if we say that life is no longer important and that the baby can be dismembered out of their mother's womb, and now we are okay with, you know, going to the other extreme of ending the life of the elderly.
Well, and again, you know, when you talk about this, Nubia, folks, what you need to know about Nubia is that, you know, when she talks about the importance of life from conception, she also has the experience of having had a baby that didn't make it. And that's Elizabeth Faith Divine. And so once again, Nubia, you come at this with an empathy, with a passion, with a compassion, but as somebody who has walked it out, and faith has been the guiding factor that helped you to walk through this storm in your life. Talk to us about that for just a moment, if you would, please.
Yes, it was a storm. That was the way to describe that.
Sure.
As I expected baby number 7, we were so excited. My husband said, wow, I feel like Abraham having a child my whole age. Little did he knew that eventually he would have to put me and lay me in the altar and also this baby, because what we were told is that not only the baby will not make it, but if I continue with that pregnancy, I would die. So it was the most challenging. We didn't expect to be told, you know what, if you continue to make leave your husband with 6 children, and for him to lose his wife and be left with 6 children. So it was extremely difficult and painful. We were shaken to the core, but we chose to say, God, we will trust you. You have given us this baby. She is a gift, and she'll be with us as long as you decide, and we will trust you. And it was, I never cried so hard. I never asked for someone's life so hard, but we learned to live in hope and faith and expectation. Our faith grew. Our family grew together. The children asked all those questions. Why, God? Why? Why this baby? Why would you take her? Life, death, all of that was a question. But we answered those, you know, refuging ourselves in God. And we walked through that experience in faith, and we came out of it stronger because Elizabeth was born. She lived for an hour and a half. We loved her. We treasured her life. And there's no regret. I learned at a deeper way the compassion, the understanding of, you know, the desperation that a woman goes through when she's put in that situation. And you need people to love you, to embrace you, to help you walk through something like that.
Sure.
So it just grows a new different of compassion. But also you understand that, that, you know, one life, I mean, from the womb, this little baby just transform and impacted our lives in ways that it's sometimes been hard to communicate with words. But no regrets, closure in a healthy way, and our faith has even grown more. So
That in the video. One of the verses that you share is out of Thessalonians. We are not those who have no hope. There's a security, folks, in knowing that heaven is real. Look, I've been there 3 times. I can tell you, heaven is a real place. God's real. Christ is real. The Holy Spirit is real. It's the real deal, folks. It's the real deal. And it is what gets us through these challenging times. And we're in them right now. We'll be back to talk with Nubia Moore on the other side about faith and about the issues and what she intends to do as a representative should she win House District 19's representative position. Back.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-662-9236, 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today,
800-662-9236, 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Nubia Divine. You can find her at NubiaDivine.com. That's NubiaDivine.com. Nubia, tell me a little bit about the race that you are engaged in, and what makes your cause and the case for your candidacy the most compelling, and why should folks choose you over any of your opponents in the primary?
Well, Pastor Greg, for once, I'm not the only one who actually lives in the district, actually owns property in the district. So we get people from Austin to come rent a place as of December, and they'll all of a sudden they can represent our values. I don't think that should even be legal, but that's where we are. Secondly, I am actually the only one in this race who has worked in the legislature. I have worked for the two most conservative legislators in the House, Representative Rich Cocaine and Kyle Biederman, who unfortunately Kyle is not running on this race, but who has endorsed me, so I am extremely honored. I have experienced, Pastor Greg, I think so much of who we are and where we stand, it's through life and years of experiences that really consolidate your values, that really, when you go through fiery trials, it really shows who you are. We have raised a family of 7 children. We have 4 grandchildren. My husband and I have been married for 32 years and have been active in our community. I personally have, of course, been very involved in schools. At one point, I always share with people, I have had children in home school, private school, public school, and college, all at one point. So you learn about all of that and being in sports and just being in community. But furthermore, I've been involved in ministry, in women's ministry. I have worked in city council, worked for the two representatives, and worked with the Texas Pastors Council currently. I am the area director for the Texas Pastors Council. I am very committed to the cause of Christ and understanding that government is a God idea, and the church has a duty before God to influence who their leaders are. It should start with the foundation of what do they believe. If we elect leaders, we should be electing those that fear and revere God, who love God, family, and country. And I'm committed to those values. I've lived those values all of my life. I didn't become pro-life to run for office. I didn't become a conservative to run for office. This is my personal private life, but also our public life. So experience. I think it matters a lot. The other people on the race are young, which is not bad to be young, but they're often politicians. And I don't think that's what represents the values of the Hill Country for sure, or really Texas. We are a red state, thank God, and we got to keep it that way. So I intend to do that, and I believe that as a state house representative, I promise to my constituents that I will defend the values of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
One of the big things here in Texas is the property tax reform, because there are a lot of seniors and folks with disabilities, and but seniors in particular, retired military that come here because this has always been a place that has been friendly to the military. There are a lot of military here. There are a lot of hospitals and medical treatment opportunities for retired military. So a lot of folks come here and retire. They buy a place, but they have a fixed income, and property taxes keep going up. And we're seeing a lot of seniors and retired people that are in danger of losing their properties. Nubia, what do you propose is done about that?
Well, it's pretty outrageous that you never really own your property, because you can lose it at one point if you don't pay your taxes. So I would like to, one of my legislative priorities and is for tax reform, obviously. I would like to extend residents value under 100,000 seniors or 70 years of age and disabled veterans who have been classified as having disabilities exceeding 50% to have that break, to not have paid taxes. I know there's a concern who is going to pay that, but I think seniors should be protected. I mean, they've been paying all of their life, and I think obviously the military, people who have been injured, we need to chip away. I think this has become such a big bureaucracy, and it has become so powerful that, you know, we're not going to be able to change it in one week. So we need to chip away. I think another place where we need to really look at our taxes is the schools. I am all for school choice. I think when we have people in administrative positions making somewhere between $400,000 and $7,000 a year, it's just absolutely outrageous. We are building this incredible kind of basic, buildings that are like universities for high school, which is very nice. But the point is that we're getting what we are investing our money for. We're getting, instead of getting high academics, we're getting indoctrination. We need to incentivize teachers that are there to teach academics, not to indoctrinate. So taxes need to be, we need to make a break to the seniors, but we also need to look at the school taxes. We have to create a dent there. Because they keep asking for more money, but the fact is that we're not getting what we're investing this money for.
Well, and when you have administrators that are making all the money and the teachers are the ones that are getting the crumbs and they're the ones where they're really suffering. Need to have the quality positions, it exactly. Seems to me like, you know, like it's upside down. It's not as though these administrators are building, you know, a business. I understand the owner of a business has the right, having put in all the blood, sweat, and tears, to receive their reward and manage their business however they want to. However, these administrators aren't running their own businesses. They are public servants, and they are working for the taxpayer, and they're an administrator. They're not even on the front line, where they're having the direct interaction with our children.
And we need to incentivize, really, our teachers. I mean, these teachers that are there by vocation, and to really educate and to really give the best academics to our children, but they are being basically taken out because they're being told what to teach and to teach our children how to think rather than letting them think. And it is indoctrination. So the good teachers are leaving, and we need the teachers. I mean, there are the people that have the next to the parents, the most influence and amount of time with our children. So we protect those good teachers. We protect the children, and we need to really revise where this money is going.
Well, and again, you know, you talk about, well, you know, should the government be so intimately involved in the education system? Is that what our founders intended? And I would say the answer, right, the answer is absolutely no. But at the point at which we are right now, where that is the case, then we need to start, as you suggested with property taxes, we need to start chipping away at that foundation so that we can take education and give it back to the people so that that's happening. And, you know, high property taxes, all of those kinds of expenses also force the working families into the, you know, mom and dad both are out working and they're so exhausted by the time they get home that they're not able to get involved with their kids. And that needs to be changed and looked at as well back after.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at trustednewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. Trustednewspaper.com.